Antony's pipe was now going satisfactorily, and he got up and walked leisurely to the end of the wall opposite the door. "Well, let's have a look," he said, "and see if they are so very frightful. Hullo, here's your badminton. You often read that, you say?" "If I read anything." "Yes." He looked down and up the shelf. "Sport and travel, chiefly. I like books of travel, don't you?" "They're pretty dull, as a rule." "Well, anyhow, some people like them very much," said Antony reproachfully. He moved on to the next row of shelves. "The drama? The Restoration Dramatists?" "You can have most of them. Still, as you well remark, many people seem to love them. Shaw, Wilde, Robertson. I like reading plays, Bill. There are not many people who do, but those who do are usually very keen. Let us pass on."
"I say, we haven't too much time," said Bill, restlessly.
"We haven't. That's why we aren't wasting any. Poetry. Who reads poetry nowadays? Bill, when did you last read Paradise Lost?"
"Never."
"I thought not. And when did Miss Calladine last read The Excursion aloud to you?"
"As a matter of fact, Betty, Miss Calladine, happens to be jolly keen on... what's the beggar's name?"
"Never mind his name. You have said quite enough. We pass on." He moved on to the next shelf.